Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
We study to show ourselves approved. We study God's Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's why we are to study His Word. But listen, it should be every Christian's desire to please God and to be approved unto Him. Paul told Timothy to be approved unto God and to not be ashamed. If he didn't want to be ashamed, he needed to study. That's what he said. So that you would not needeth not to be ashamed. You must study the Word of God. I don't want to be ashamed. I stand in front of God. And God, look at me. And I sit there and know I've neglected God's Word. I didn't study God's Word. I don't know anything about God's Word. Wouldn't it be awful to stand before the Lord and not have any knowledge at all about what He wrote to you and expected you to read and learn and to meditate upon? How many in here thought when you graduated high school you were done with education? I thought I was done. I remember all through school, as soon as I graduate, boy, when I get out of school, I'll never go back. You can't make me go back. And boy, I got married when I got out of high school. Me and Mary got married fresh out of high school, didn't go to college. And I said, I'm not going nowhere. Nobody can tell me what to do anymore. And you know what? I didn't go to college. And for six long, grueling years, first of our marriage, I worked for minimum wage in a job mopping up urine off the floor for $3.35 an hour. That was my job. And after about 5 years of that, I started thinking. And I started remembering all the things my dad told me. Because my dad did the same thing. He didn't go to college right out of high school and ended up going back. He actually dropped out of high school. And ended up going back, getting his GED, and then going to UT and graduating with honors and become a teacher. And so growing up, I was hearing that all the time. And so there was this little thing in the back of my mind. Well, if I do ever go to college, I can wait. Dad waited, I've got a cousin that's doing the same thing right now. He's saying, well, James didn't go to college right out of high school. And so he went later. I can too. I've got cousins that's still using my dad as an excuse why they're not going and getting an education. But listen, when I did that, I went back and I thought, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to get a 2-year degree. I got an associate's degree in electronics, and I thought that's good enough. Well, I got a better job after doing that. But that wasn't enough. I wanted a better job, but I wanted more for our family and to raise my family. We were starting to grow, and so I went back to school, and I got a bachelor's degree in technical management. That's two more years. And then When I began getting deeper and deeper into God's Word, I had a more thirst to get to understand the Scripture as best I could. I wanted to have some more formal training in the Word of God. And so I prayed about it, and God, He directed me. I believe that God directed me to go to Crown College, and I went through the master's program there. And I graduated from Crown after 3 years of working on a master's degree in ministry. And so, about a year went by, and I was like, and I was thirsty for more. And I wanted to know even more. And I went and I applied and went to a seminary, a Baptist seminary down in Georgia, Andersonville. And I got a doctorate degree in pastoral theology. And this is the same guy that would tell you back in high school, you won't ever get me back into school. I will never go back. And listen, the reason I've said all that, I've spent 21 years of my 52 years of life going to school. 12 going through public school plus kindergarten, that's 13. And then all these other years, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, about 10 more years getting other education. And it still doesn't stop. My work sends me, and I have to get certificates and programs. I have to learn things. But listen, friends, studying never stops. Not for the Christian who wants to know Christ as much as we can. We need to study God's Word. If you want to be approved unto God, not be ashamed, we need to rightly divide the word of truth. We need to get in this word and read it and see what it says. So right away, there'll be some preacher, no doubt, that will hear this message on the internet. And here's what they're going to say.
all that schooling's for nothing. You don't need no schooling. All you need is the Holy Ghost.
All right, listen. I'm not dispelling the Holy Ghost at all. In fact, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have a message. All right? If you're trying to preach without the Holy Ghost, you don't have anything to say. So you might as well just go ahead and sit down. But I'm no way discounting these pastors that have never gotten educated. No way. I've heard some great preachers. There's great preachers that have never had any education, and they can preach the pain off this wall. They can out-preach me any day. But listen, we can't use that as an excuse to not try to further our knowledge of God's Word. We must get in His Word because He tells us to. He said we need to get in it and to study it to show ourselves approved. But why? So that we can rightly divide the Word of truth. You see, and that's the problem. People that are solidly against education for a pastor, a preacher, or even a Sunday school teacher, or anybody that's trying to learn more about the Word of God, they always say, well, all you need is the Holy Spirit. Listen, you do need the Holy Spirit. But Paul did not say, Timothy, you need to get more Holy Spirit. He said, Timothy, you need to study. You see, we all have the same Holy Spirit. You know, you're not going to get more of it. You may get filled more, but you're going to have the same Holy Spirit. But that's not what Paul said. He said you need to study to show yourself approved and rightly divide the word of truth. You see, sadly, many people that preach against education and studying, they don't study very much, and they wrongly divide the word of truth. I've heard a lot of things said that are not in the Bible. They tend to preach other men's sermons. They'll listen to them and they'll pick up on what they say and repeat those things. Or they'll preach the same sermon almost every Sunday. They'll use the same stories, the same verses, the same this, the same that. And you can tell they don't study. And, you know, the reason being is because studying is hard. It's hard. It's not easy to study anything. But when you're studying the Word of God, we need to study it, we need to pray over it, we need to meditate upon it, and we need to get down in God's Word and dig, because there's gold nuggets down in there. There's so many things in there. And you can read passages of Scripture you've read all your life, and you may not get something out of it one time, but the next time you go and read it, boy, there's something, God will reveal it, the Holy Spirit will reveal that to you, and it'll illuminate that Scripture, and you'll be amazed at what you find in there. But you're not going to find that if you're not studying it. If you're not reading God's Word, you will not find that gold nugget God's got in there for you. And so many of these people that are against education, they wrongly divide the Word of truth. Many false stories get passed around that are supposed to be biblical or Bible-based that are not. How many in here has heard of a preacher that will tell a story about the high priest who wears a bells around the bottom of his robe and has a rope tied around his ankle and goes back in the Holy of Holies. So when the bells quit ringing, they know he died because he was unclean or something. And so when the bells quit ringing, they grab the rope and pull him out. Has anybody heard that story told? I've heard that numerous times. And I was in a service one time, heard a preacher preach that. The next time I was in another service, another preacher that was there that heard that said the same thing in his message. He passed it on as a true story. That is not in the Bible. That is nowhere in the Bible. Listen, the high priest, yes, he did have bells around the bottom of his priestly robe. But do you know when he went in the Holy of Holies? He took that off. All he had was the linen clothes, the linen ephod. He went in there barefooted, in fact. But all he had was the white linen when he went back there. And the Bible never, ever, ever mentions any rope being tied around his ankle. You'll never find anywhere in history where any high priest was pulled out of the Holy of Holies by a rope. You'll never find it. And so that story, while it may preach good, and it sounds good, you know, it sounds real religious, it's not true. And so people keep passing this along. In fact, Leviticus 16:4 tells us what the high priest put on the Holy of Holies. It says, he shall put on the holy linen coat. He shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh. He shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with a linen mitre shall he be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. What happened to the priestly robe? He took it off before he went in there. He had to get cleansed first and put on this linen. That's all he wore. And so that story, it keeps going around. I keep hearing it. But it's not true. But yet, people that don't research the Word of God, they don't check the references, they don't take the time to see if this is what God really says, then they'll pass these things along. How many has heard about the shepherd who goes out to find the lost sheep? And when he finds him, he breaks his leg and throws him over his shoulders and then carries him around on his shoulders while his leg's broke until it mends. And the sheep gets real close to the master then. Has anybody heard that one? I've heard that over and over and over so many times. And it sounds so good. I mean, it sounds so spiritual. And you want it to be true. You want it to be true. They say, oh yeah, that's what they did. When no sheep, when they would keep wandering off to save its life, they'd break its leg so it couldn't wander off anymore. And then they'd carry it around their shoulders till it healed up. You mean to tell me somebody's going to carry a 75-pound sheep around their shoulders for 3 or 4 months until that thing heals? Are you really trying to make me believe that? That is not in the Bible. It's nowhere in there. In fact, the Bible says, Jesus says that my sheep hear my voice. They know me. He said, and I know them. And what does the good shepherd do? What does the shepherd do? He gives his life for the sheep. He don't break their legs. All right, God, the good shepherd don't come and snap your legs and carry you around. Now, some people say, well, you know, he does put you through things so you learn a lesson and things like that. Well, sure, we do get chastened by things. But this little story, this spiritual story that people are telling about breaking sheep's legs, any good shepherd's going to tell you they ain't going to break their sheep's legs. First of all, it's going to set up infection. They can't walk. It's going to disable them. Most of them would die if you broke their leg. And so it's just an untrue story. But yet I keep hearing this passed on and on and on. Why? Because people are not educating themselves on the truth of God's Word. I mean, all you have to simply do is say, you know, that sounds real spiritual, but what does God's Word say about that? And you'll find that it has nothing to do with what God's Word says. And so many false teachers do this. False religions are started on wrongly dividing the truth. You see, we're supposed to rightly divide the truth, but when you wrongly divide the truth, you're causing problems. And a lot of false religions are started that way. Mormons started that way. Jehovah's Witnesses started that way. They wrongly divide the word of truth. And so what happens? You see a false religion come up. They don't compare Scripture with Scripture. They'll take one thing out and use that and take it on the hill to die on. Listen, when you see something in God's Word, what you always need to do, you need to go through and rightly divide it and say, where else does God say that? Where can I line this up with Scripture? Where does it say over here about that same thing? And you'll find that God's Word is always perfect. It always lines up. There's no mistakes, no accidents, nothing like that. But you have to read God's Word. Over in the book of 2 John 1 and 9, the Bible says this, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now that's an interesting little verse right there. What this is telling us is that we must know the doctrine of Christ if we have God. How are we going to know what the doctrine of Christ is? Where's our source? The Word of God. The Word of God is your only source you have for knowing Christ, the doctrine of Christ. It's the only place you'll find it. Now, men may sit down and write things down and say, this is what Christ taught, or this is his teachings or something. But listen, you have to look in God's Word to find the doctrine of Christ. So if you're not looking in it, you're not knowing the doctrine of Christ. You cannot be teaching and preaching certainly anything if you don't rightly divide the Word of the truth and know the doctrine of Christ. And the only place you can find it is in the Word of God. Now, one of the biggest things that I hear from people, this is the biggest excuse of why people don't study the Bible. Brother Byron, I want to, but I just don't understand it. It's difficult for me. There's a lot of words in there I don't understand. And so, and I've heard people say, yeah, it's just boring. I start reading it, and the next thing I know, I'm asleep. Yeah. Or the words are just my eyes are glazed over and all these things. But my biggest thing I hear is I don't understand the Bible, and therefore I just don't read it. Listen, friends, if there is something that you truly want to know, you will find a way to know it.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.